On Capitol Hill yesterday, lawmakers heard debate about a controversial change to asylum law between the United States and Canada. The proposal would bar refugees from passing through the U.S. in order to apply for asylum in Canada, and vice versa. In effect, it would mean that thousands more asylum seekers would be forced to settle here. The deal is part of a larger agreement meant to improve border security after last year's terror attacks, but increasing criticism seems to have thrown passage of the asylum change into doubt, NPR's Jennifer Ludden reports.
The most ardent advocate of the proposal was Mark Krikorian of the Center for Immigration Studies. The group actually lobbies for less immigration, but Krikorian said there's a principle at stake.
Asylum is analogous to giving a drowning man a berth in your lifeboat. And a genuinely desperate man grabs at the first lifeboat that comes his way. A person who seeks to pick and choose among lifeboats is, by definition, not seeking immediate protection, but instead seeking immigration.
In other words, Krikorian said the proposal would cut down on so-called asylum shoppers attracted to Canada for its more generous benefits. Even more importantly, Krikorian said the deal would set a precedent, paving the way for the U.S. and Canada to sign similar deals with Europe, and this, he said, could keep out potential terrorists. He noted many of the 9/11 hijackers had lived for years in Europe before coming to North America. Kelly Ryan of the State Department ruled out such a possibility. She said the U.S. has no plans to sign similar deals with any other country, and she said the administration does not view this particular change as a counter-terror measure. Rather, Ryan said, it's a trade-off. Canada wants the change to reduce its load of asylum seekers, and she said the U.S. is willing to agree in the interest of the larger accord, which is improving border security.
Beginning this month, Canada for the first time is requiring advanced information on all international air passengers so that the U.S. and Canada can share information on high-risk passengers arriving in either of our countries.
Ryan said the U.S. and Canada also have deployed joint teams to screen passengers and cargo and plan to share criminal records such as fingerprints. Refugee advocates have no problem with that, but they've opposed the asylum deal from the start. The administration has made a number of changes in response. For example, it broadened an exception for those with family members in Canada. But Bill Frelick of Amnesty International said if adopted, the deal would still cause chaos. He envisioned bureaucratic delays as the U.S. and Canada try to determine which asylum seekers qualify for various exemptions, and he said thousands of people would likely seek to enter Canada covertly.
Under the current system as it now exists, we have non-governmental service providers that help people, assist people. They take them for inspection. People are working in an orderly and in a legal fashion to apply for asylum in Canada. Under this agreement, you could say goodbye to the nonprofit service providers and say hello to smugglers and traffickers who will prey upon people and tell them, I can get you past there, I can help you evade this border, and I can get you into the Canadian interior.
Both the U.S. and Canada initialed a final draft of the asylum change in August, and many expected it to be finalized by now. But refugee advocates have persuaded several members of Congress to speak out against the deal. It's now up to Secretary of State Colin Powell to make a final decision. Jennifer Ludden, NPR News, Washington.